Every autumn, the Jewish community observes Rosh Hashanah, commonly known as the Feast of Trumpets. A shofar, a ram's horn, is blown, calling the faithful to 10 days of repentance and will culminate in Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. Most Christians find little personal meaning in these days. Could they hold an important message for you and your future? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
For many in the Jewish community, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets, and the Day of Atonement is a time of repentance. It is customary on the Feast of Trumpets to sound the shofar, or ram's horn. In many synagogues, the shofar will sound three different patterns of blast that, according to Jewish tradition, represents various cries to God for forgiveness. This holy day season is observed as a time of God's judgment and mercy. In ancient Israel, the shofar was blown for various reasons, including a call to war. Jewish leaders in the 1st century AD had to take care when they blew the shofar on holy days so that the occupying Roman soldiers didn't think a rebellion was being launched. Repentance, judgment, God's mercy, all these are important themes not just for the Jewish community, but for Christians on this day of blowing of trumpets. A little later in the program, we'll be discussing some of the prophetic lessons Christians can learn from the Feast of Trumpets in an interview with Dr. Ralph Levy. The Bible speaks of a time before Christ's return when the earth will be engulfed in war, famine, disease epidemics, and earthquakes. The period of time is called the tribulation, which will bring humanity to the brink of total destruction. And at this time, God will intervene in human affairs. The day of the Lord is a term found in the Bible referring to this time of God's intervention in human history. The day of the Lord includes the final events leading up to the return of Jesus Christ and is also used to refer to the cleansing and renewal of the heavens and earth. It is important to understand that prophecies concerning the day of the Lord can many times have a former and latter fulfillment. Now, what that means is that the messages of the ancient prophets applied in part to the people to whom they were preaching. But many of these prophecies also refer to a future time when God will intervene in the affairs of mankind, a time that is yet to come. Many of the references to the day of the Lord in the biblical books of Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Joel refer to punishment that God poured out on ancient Israel and Judah. But when reading these passages and comparing them with historical information, it is also clear that they were only partially fulfilled. Many of these passages also look to the future, when God will pour out His judgment on a non-repentant humanity before the second coming of the Messiah. Now, this may not be a popular message in today's environment of feel-good religion, but as we always do on Good News Radio, we turn to the Bible as the Word of God in our search for the truth. The prophet Zechariah was inspired to write many centuries ago in Zechariah 14, starting in verse 1. Now, if you don't have a Bible in front of you, go get one and follow along. He writes, "Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst, for I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations, as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two." God is a God of love and mercy, but he is righteous, and he doesn't compromise with evil. Instead of repenting and acknowledging their Creator, most of humanity has been snubbing their collective noses at him and suffering, because they do not know their own Creator. There's a time coming when He will intervene, and by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, He will rule over the nations and save humanity from ourselves. How does the Bible describe the day of the Lord? Who is involved? We have with us in the studio today Dr. Ralph Levy, who teaches at the Ambassador Bible Center. We'll be discussing the Day of the Lord, so don't go away.
Why does humanity exist? Do you know? Is there a purpose for human life? Or are we only the result of some evolutionary process? What is the fate of humanity? Where are we headed? Are we destined to kill ourselves off through warfare, environmental destruction, or epidemics? Or will we see a future utopia of peace and prosperity for all? The Creator of mankind does have a plan for us, and He reveals it to us through an annual cycle of festivals described in the Bible. It is an astounding plan, offering mankind an incredibly good future. Our free booklet, God's Holy Day Plan, will help you understand the incredible truth about what lies ahead for all mankind. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of God's Holy Day Plan. There is no cost or obligation. Ask for your free copy today of God's Holy Day Plan. 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
We're back, and we have a wealth of material to cover today. We have as our studio guest Dr. Ralph Levy, who teaches Old Testament studies at Ambassador Bible Center. Thank you for joining us today, Ralph.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Could you explain some of the ceremonies that take place in the synagogue on the Feast of Trumpets and their significance?
Yes. In the Jewish community, on the Feast of Trumpets, of course, there is no work for a period of 24 hours, and observant religious Jews go to the synagogue and spend quite a bit of time there. There are several services during the day. The trumpet, or the ram's horn, or shofar, as it's referred to in Hebrew, is sounded repeatedly during those services on the day of trumpets.
What might be similar or even different, say, in today's synagogue service and the ceremonies that would have taken place at the time of Jesus in the Jerusalem temple?
Well, the use of the ram's horn would have been very similar back then, except that the ram's horn was sounded in one location. It was used in the temple and sounded by the Levites at the temple. The other major difference would have been that there were animal sacrifices, of course, back then, a system that ended late in the first century A.D., and the animal sacrifices were accompanied by blasts on the trumpets. Today in the synagogues, of course, there is no such sacrificial system.
Just what is the shofar, and how is it used on the Feast of Trumpets?
Yeah, the shofar is a rather unusual kind of an instrument. It's not the kind of thing you would come across every day. It has this very specific religious usage in the Old Testament and the New Testament and in Jewish tradition. What's done in the Jewish community is to take the horn of a ram, a hollowed-out horn of a ram, and it's actually fairly hard to learn to play this instrument, but it's used extensively on the Feast of Trumpets, the first day of the seventh month. It's also used at the end of the Day of Atonement, which comes a few days later. It's the day of fasting in the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar, and it has several different usages. In the synagogue, there is a long use of the trumpet, the shofar, the tekiya, when the rabbi will hold it up to his lips and blow through it for a long, continuous sound. Then there is the teruah, which is interrupted. Beep, 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 kind of a thing. Very hard to play. And then there is another one, the tekiya gedola, which is usually used at the end of the festival when the rabbi will hold up the ram's horn and blow on the ram's horn for a very, very long time. It takes quite some skill to do it. Very dramatic sound it makes.
Now, of course, we usually think of the Feast of Trumpets as far as the average Christian as being a Jewish ceremony, but does the Feast of Trumpets and those ceremonies have any meaning for Christians?
I think it does, yes. There are many reflections on the Feast of Trumpets and the meaning of the Feast of Trumpets and some of these ceremonies throughout the New Testament. It's really very interesting because one of the Hebrew words that's used to refer to the trumpet is teruah. In fact, the Feast of Trumpets is often called Yom Teruah. Teruah refers to the sound of the trumpet. One of the meanings of the term teruah is a shout. And one of the things that the New Testament tells us, rather interestingly, in 1 Thessalonians, Paul's first epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 4 and verses 16 and 17, it tells us here that the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. And so it's talking here about Jesus Christ returning to earth, and that will be accompanied with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. So it's talking here about the time of the return of Jesus Christ, and the events that take place harken back to many of those events embedded deeply in the Feast of Trumpets ceremonies in the Old Testament. And then in verse 17, it talks about the resurrection of the saints, and it says, "Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord."
If you're just joining us, by the way, we're discussing with Dr. Ralph Levy today's topic, which is the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of the Lord. Now, Dr. Levy, is there a connection between what we see, the ceremonies and the meaning of the Feast of Trumpets, and what the Bible calls the Day of the Lord?
Yes, there are many connections. The trumpets or the shofar had many uses in Old Testament times. For one thing, it was used to gather the people to war. People were gathered together. The trumpet was used for an enthronement ceremony. And one of the scriptures in the New Testament talks about the Christians receiving Jesus Christ with the sound of a trumpet in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24, those of you who are following along, if you would like to check in your Bibles in Matthew 24 and verse 31, it says, "He will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." And so it's the same symbolism. In fact, it's the same Greek word. If you look at the Greek word used here, it's the same Greek word that's used in the Greek translation of the Old Testament. So there's definitely a connection that takes place here. Jesus Christ is going to return as King of Kings to the sound of a trumpet, just like a king enthroned in ancient Israel.
Well, this would probably be a good place then to explain what is the biblical meaning of the phrase Day of the Lord?
Well, the phrase Day of the Lord refers to the time of God's intervention in human affairs in the last days before the return of Jesus Christ the Messiah. In Joel chapter 2 and verse 1, quite a few scriptures here that talk about this particular event, but the prophet Joel in the Old Testament, he's the second of the so-called minor prophets. Joel 2 verse 1, "Blow the trumpet," there it is once again, the shofar, the day of trumpets, "and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, it is at hand." The term Day of the Lord refers to the time of God's intervention at a time of great, great trouble among humanity, just as Jesus Christ is preparing to return to earth.
Now, how does the Bible describe this time period of the Day of the Lord? What will it be like on the earth at that time?
It's going to be a very serious time. It's going to be a time of great destruction and great danger to people. This will take place at the end of a string of events described, in fact, in the book of Revelation. Again, it's very interesting because the Revelation talks about seven trumpets, and it describes that in Revelation chapters 8 and 9 primarily. But it's going to be a time when God will correct humanity and chastise humanity and point humanity to the sins that have been committed before the return of Jesus Christ. So many very serious and devastating things will take place before Christ comes back to this earth.
The Feast of Trumpets, the Day of the Lord, sounds interesting. There's more right after this.
Why does humanity exist? Do you know? Is there a purpose for human life? Or are we only the result of some evolutionary process? What is the fate of humanity? Where are we headed? Our free booklet, God's Holy Day Plan, will help you understand the incredible truth about what lies ahead for all mankind. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy. There is no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News behind the headlines.
We're back with Dr. Ralph Levy, talking about the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of the Lord. We've been exploring some of the future events of the Day of the Lord. Let me ask this. What is the difference, if any, between the Day of the Lord and what is commonly called the Tribulation?
Well, Gary, when we look at end-time prophecy as described in the Bible, it's really kind of surprising because many of the things that we know will happen in the last days are spelled out in quite some detail. For example, we know that a time is coming referred to as the Great Tribulation, time of great trial on humanity. We know that that's distinct from the Day of the Lord. We know something will take place between those two events. In fact, let's go to our Bibles again, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. In Matthew chapter 24, Matthew 24 is the very famous Olivet prophecy where Jesus Christ talked about the events of the end of the age. He was talking about some things to happen in his time as well, but the events of the end of the age, Matthew 24 and verse 29, talks about the time of the Great Tribulation and then something to take place after the Great Tribulation. Jesus says, Matthew 24, verse 29, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken." And then in verse 30, "Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven." So in verse 29 here, Jesus makes very clear that the Great Tribulation, to last for the beginning portion of a period of time described in many parts of the Bible as 3.5 years long, the earlier portion of this, roughly 2.5 years, the Great Tribulation, is then followed by certain signs in the heavens. Jesus says the signs will come after the Great Tribulation. Now, if we go back to the prophet Joel, we were in Joel a little bit before, but back in the book of Joel, in the minor prophets, in Joel 2 and verse 30, Joel is prophesying about that same time. He says, "I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke." So what did we read about Jesus? What did he say? He said that there are going to be heavenly signs after the Great Tribulation. And verse 31 of Joel 2 says, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord." So it's those same heavenly signs that are to take place before the day of the Lord here. "It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls." That's Joel 2, verses 30 through 32. So when we put together these various scriptures, these two scriptures in particular, we discover that the order of events in the last days is first the Great Tribulation, after that the heavenly signs, and then the Day of the Lord, which is the time of God's intervention, that he will bring the final plagues on humanity, lasting roughly 1 year of that 3.5 year period.
Now, you had mentioned earlier that in the book of Revelation, there's mentioned seven trumpets. Now, and you said there was a connection between the seven trumpets and the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of the Lord. Could you maybe talk about that a little?
Yes, once again, the interesting thing is that all of these references to events taking place, to the sound of trumpets in the New Testament, the seven trumpet plagues, which coincide with the time of the day of the Lord. They represent the time of God's judgment. Again, the word for trumpet in the Greek is the word that the Greek Bible generally uses to refer to the shofar, or the ram's horn, or the sounding of the shofar when it translates the Old Testament. And so when we read in the book of Revelation about these events, these seven trumpets in Revelation 8 and 9 primarily, we're reading about things that dovetail with the day of the Lord and are represented symbolically in the Feast of Trumpets. And Revelation 8 talks about things like the destruction of vegetation, the devastation of oceans and sea life, devastation of rivers and fresh water, the darkening of the planetary bodies and afflictions, things that are to take place in the very last days. So the connection is the trumpet. The trumpet is the symbolism that ties it all together.
Well, Dr. Levy, we appreciate you joining us here in the studio today on Good News Radio.
It's been my pleasure.
Is the Feast of Trumpets a Jewish holiday with no meaning for Christians? We've seen today that the Feast of Trumpets has an important message for Christians. In fact, it is the most important news on the earth today. It is the message of repentance and that the Messiah is returning to establish God's kingdom on the earth. You can get a free copy of God's Holy Day Plan, The Promise of Hope for All Mankind, simply by calling this toll-free number, 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232. As always, literature offered on Good News Radio is free, and no one will contact you asking for money. There are many Old and New Testament prophecies concerning the day of the Lord. They create a composite picture of a time of blowing of trumpets, a time of great war, and a time when all nations will be brought together to be judged by God. It is also a time when the Christ of God will come to set up his kingdom on earth. It's easy to see the corollary between these events of the day of the Lord, the warning blasts of the shofar, and the solemn emphasis on repentance and judgment associated with the Feast of Trumpets. Jesus himself gives a key statement in his Olivet prophecy. Now, we talked about this. Let's go back to it. It's in Matthew 24, starting verse 29. If you don't have a Bible, get one and read along. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great shout of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Notice that the return of Jesus Christ is accompanied by the sound of a trumpet. The Feast of Trumpets is an important day, not just for the Jewish community, but for Christians who are waiting for the second advent of the Messiah. The Apostle Paul encourages Christians to keep in mind the coming day of the Lord. He writes to the church in Thessalonica in 2 Thessalonians 5:2-10, "For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as the thief in the night. For when they say, 'Peace and safety,' then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. The day of the Lord is coming. The trumpet will sound. The saints will be raised from the grave, and Jesus Christ will return to establish his Father's kingdom on the earth. The Feast of Trumpets just isn't for Jews. It is a very special day for all those who wait for the Messiah. If you would like to comment on today's program, you can contact Good News Radio on the Internet by emailing us at gnradio@ucg.org. That's gnradio@ucg.org. Why were you born? There's a big difference between grasping your future and simply going on the way you have been. The choice, well, as always, it's up to you. Join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about you and your future. The Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
Why does humanity exist? Do you know? Is there a purpose for human life? Or are we only the result of some evolutionary process? What is the fate of humanity? Where are we headed? Are we destined to kill ourselves off through warfare, environmental destruction, or epidemics? Or will we see a future utopia of peace and prosperity for all? The Creator of mankind does have a plan for us, and He reveals it to us through an annual cycle of festivals described in the Bible. It is an astounding plan, offering mankind an incredibly good future. Our free booklet, God's Holy Day Plan, will help you understand the incredible truth about what lies ahead for all mankind. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of God's Holy Day Plan. There is no cost or obligation. Ask for your free copy today of God's Holy Day Plan. 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.